Hello, friends. My name is Brittany, and this is the Capture the Chaos podcast. Right now, your photography business probably looks like confetti on the floor after a birthday session. A bit of a mess. In this podcast, we talk about how you can be more productive and organize your time so you can learn how to run your photography business in 15 hours a week or less. We're creatives, and by nature, numbers kind of turn us off. We tend to lean a lot more into how we feel. And while listening to our gut and understanding our feelings is a great trait to have, it's not telling the whole truth. Now, data is not a dirty word. It's simply observing objectively. Going by feeling in your business is a good way to waste a lot of time. Our feelings are so very rarely accurate when it comes to the business side of our photography business. If you aren't tracking the numbers in your business, you are very likely spinning your wheels and wasting a lot of time when it comes to marketing your business. How many times did I just say business in that paragraph? That was ridiculous. Through tracking your numbers, you can get a better understanding of each part of your marketing process and know which areas need a little extra attention and which areas are performing well. I have a resource that's going to go along with this episode that you're definitely going to love. It's going to make data and metrics way more fun. But first, let's talk about what data we're going to look at. The numbers we're going to focus on for the purpose of this episode will be our leads, which is like our inquiries, our website, our email marketing, and social media. I would suggest looking at these numbers every single month. What information do you need to track when it comes to your leads? Where are your leads coming from? And again, when I say leads, I mean anytime someone inquires about a session from any platform. That's your website, Instagram, Facebook referrals, your email list, at dance class for your kids, and so on. If you have multiple types of sessions, you also want to track what types of session are you getting the most inquiries for. What is your total booking rate? What is your booking rate from each source as well as each type of session? Now, for your website, what information do you want to track every single month? Each page on your website is individually rankable. That means each page on your website can be found on Google individually. How much traffic are you getting each month by page? What is your ranking per page, and how much time are people spending on each page? Also, probably also want to look up how many clicks or engagements you're getting on each page. Next, what information do you want to track for your email list? You want to see how many subscribers you have in total, how many new subscribers you got, and how many unsubscribes did you get that month. You also want to look at your open rate, meaning how many people opened your emails, and what is your click rate, meaning did your links in the email, photos, whatever, get clicks. Metrics I would track for Facebook and Instagram would be how many followers did I get, how many unfollows, how many total static posts did I post, how many reels did I post, and how many stories did I share. How much engagement by each type of post and how much reach for each type of post. This data is speaking to you. You just have to listen to what it's trying to tell you. So now, why is it important to track your leads and where they're coming from? If most of your leads are coming from Instagram and not your website, then that's most likely saying your website isn't pulling its weight and some things need to be tweaked on your website. Which lead source are you actually booking the most from? If you're getting the most leads from Instagram, but you're booking more from your website, that data is telling you something. If I had to hazard a guess, it's probably that those people contacting you on Instagram are price shoppers. And when you send over your pricing page, they aren't interested. But on your website, especially if your prices are listed, they are more invested in working with you or you've already weeded out the price shoppers. That's just some examples of what data could be telling you. If you're booking 80 to 90% of your leads, that's the data telling you that you can probably raise your prices. And lastly, which type of sessions are you getting the most bookings of? Does that make sense? Which type of session are you booking the most of? Yeah. Hopefully, if you're trying to book more newborn sessions, that will be what you are getting the most inquiries for. But if you're wanting to book more newborn sessions, but you're actually booking more family sessions, what is that telling you? That maybe you need to spend more time pushing the newborn session to potential clients. Are you tired of the hustle and grind? Me too. Let's go ahead and make a pact to slow down this year and do more by doing less. We've told ourselves this lie that we can't get organized and we can't spend any time focusing on running our business because we are moms first. And when we do focus on anything other than our kids, the guilt starts to eat us alive. Our lives are crazy and hectic, and they are filled with beautiful moments we don't want to miss. Maybe you've told yourself you have to put this business on the back burner so you don't miss any of those beautiful moments. We tend to fall into this trap to make more money. We have to do more, and that's simply not true. Do you want to learn how to organize your time to be more productive so you can spend less time running your business while being profitable so you don't have to miss out on those beautiful, chaotic moments of your life? In April, I'm starting a brand new program for photographers. It's called Simplify the Chaos. During this 3-month program, I will show you how to run a successful photography business in 15 hours a week or less. There will be a mixture of self-paced videos and bi-weekly group coaching calls to hold you accountable. If you want to learn more, hop onto the wait list by texting Simplify to 469-689 6983, or head to the show notes and join by email. Now let's move on to the website numbers. If you have just created your website, then ideally you'd want to see page traffic increasing each month, probably by a lot. If you have optimized your website for SEO and it's been around for a while, then you may not be seeing as big of jumps in the page traffic, but ideally we do want to see some page traffic growth month to month. If you have really low page visit numbers, then you're likely not getting found by people on Google. I would guess your SEO is probably not optimized, or it's not clear what you're offering from your page title and your meta description, or maybe you're just not linking your website from your emails and your social media posts. If you're getting paid traffic, but users are not spending very long on your website before they click off, then either they're just not interested, they aren't connecting with you, they're confused, or they're getting frustrated by the user experience. You want to aim for about 60 seconds for users to hang around on your page. That's the gold, I don't know, gold standard. You would want to check your average ranking by page. The goal is always to be on the first page, of course, which would be ranking 1 through 10 or so. And if you are anywhere below that, you have some SEO work to do. Now, for your email list, you want to be adding new subscribers to your list every single month. And if you're not getting new subscribers, I would guess you aren't pushing your email list enough or at all. No one probably knows about it, and no one's gonna find it if you're not pushing it or linking it to your website. So let's talk about unsubscribes real quick. It is okay to get unsubscribes. It's actually a good thing. If you're getting a few unsubscribes, it's kind of like decluttering. You're weeding out people who aren't interested anymore, or they moved away, or your prices are too high for them. You don't want too many unsubscribes, but a few is actually good. You also want to be checking your open rate for your emails, which is how many people are opening your emails that you send. A good email open rate is between 17 to 28%. If you're getting lower than that, the numbers are telling you something. Maybe your subject line didn't entice them, or you're sending too many emails. Maybe you weren't clear about what you would be sending when they got on your email list, or they're just not interested in what you have to say right now. Or maybe they're overwhelmed by other things. There could be a number of reasons. And lastly, let's talk about your social media numbers and what they are telling us. I'm going to mostly focus on Instagram because that's actually what I check. I want to see how certain types of content performed for the month. What I noticed is that my static and carousel posts tend to get a lot more engagement than reels, but my reels got more reach, meaning I got more viewers. It's great to mix these two types of posts during the month, but maybe you want to go a little harder on one or the other based on your goals. So let me give you an example. Let's say we're at the beginning of the fall season and you want to book sessions that you just opened up. You probably want to focus on engaging with your current followers and get them to book with you. So with the data telling you that carousels get the most engagement, you'll want to focus on those posts a little more. Later on in season, you've pretty much gotten in front of your current clients and your followers, and The ones that are going to book with you probably already booked with you. So now you might want to focus on getting in front of new potential clients. So you'll focus more on posting reels because that gives you a wider reach. So by listening to the data from your marketing efforts, you're not spinning your wheels so much anymore. You have an idea of where your efforts need to go, and it's kind of like a fun problem solving game. I told you that I have a fun resource that you are going to love, and it's going to make looking at all this boring data a little more fun. I've created a free Google spreadsheet for you. You can track your leads, your website metrics, your email stats, and your social media insights as well. I've included fun little charts that give you a visual for your numbers, and I'm giving it to you for free. So text data, that's DATA, to 469-689-6983. I'll say it one more time. 469-689-6983. Or you can just click the link in the show notes if you'd rather sign up via email.